list, which in turn was hooked to a stout though rusted iron ring set into the wall. "I'm getting away," he bellowed. "Better send the coon dogs come get me." Then he went into another coughing spell that lasted until a nurse came over and gave him some water, a pill, and a hard slap on the back. Then he helped Earl sit up straighter. The nurse probably didn't know why Earl had been sent to prison and probably wouldn't have cared if he did know. Every inmate in this Max prison had done something so appallingly horrific that every guard and worker here was completely desensitized to it. "Now, just settle down, Earl," said the nurse. "It'll only make things worse." Earl calmed, sat back against his pillow, and then eyed the nurse steadily.
"Can they be? Worse is what I mean."
The nurse shrugged.
"Guess anything can be worse, and maybe you should have thought of that before you got to this place."
With a burst of energy, Earl said,
"Hey, kid, can you get me a smoke?
Just slip it twixt my fingers and light me up. Won't tell nobody you done it. Cross and swearing all that crap, though, I ain't no God-fearing man."
The nurse blanched at the very idea of doing such a thing.
Yeah, maybe if it were not.